Close your eyes. Focus on your breath. Watch your breath as it comes in. Watch your breath all the way as it goes out. And then back in again, back out again. Just stay with the breath. Stick with it. This way of training the mind in good qualities, mindfulness, alertness, the quality of ardency, when you really want to do something right. Why do you want to do this right? Because the mind is the most important thing in your life. Nothing else you have matches the mind and its importance. It's what determines all the things we do, and of course the things we do determine what we're going to experience in life. So you want to make sure that the source is good. Unfortunately, we can train the source. So it acts with discernment, it acts with compassion, acts with goodwill. But we have to be able to see it very clearly, and here's a good way of seeing it as it goes in action. Because we have this strong sense that this is really important, this is the right way to do it too. Today we're commemorating the passing of Lung Lung. His full title was Prarat Winay Sopon at Wat Makut in Bangkok. We call him Lung Lung. He's like an uncle to me, and particularly when I was first ordained, he was the one who shaved my head for my ordination. And all the years when I was staying with John Fuang, and even after that, he looked after me, looked after the other monks in the monastery. When we started Wat Metta, he came and helped look after us for a while, made sure we got things right here. Come and visit and check up on things all the time. And so I was thinking today about what special qualities about Lung Lung, in addition to his kindness, that makes you want to keep remembering him. He's been dead 2 years now, but we still want to remember him. And one of them is because he would do things because it was the right thing to do. A lot of times he got into trouble for it, but he knew this is the right way, this is the right thing to do. There are times when he got in trouble with the senior monks in Bangkok. He lived there in Bangkok, and people of his age had ranks that were a lot higher than his. It was because he kept getting passed over because he spoke too directly, spoke too clearly, spoke too forthrightly. But as he said, you know, what does the rank mean? The rank means nothing. As the Buddha said, we're owners of our actions. We're not really owners of our rank. We're not really owners of our material possessions. They're ours to use for a while, but then they have to go pass on to somebody else, and then somebody else. But we do have is our actions. And when you know that you've done the right thing, then even if you had to suffer, had to sacrifice for it, you realize that is your true possession, the rightness of your actions. So you want to keep that in mind. There are times when you can have an advantage of breaking the precepts. You lie a little bit. You take a little something. You see, you gain an advantage. But what do you gain? You gain just material things. You may gain some wealth. You may gain some status or rank. You may get some praise from other people. But what is that worth? It's not really yours. It's part of the passing show. What you're left with is the intentions and the results of the intention that you acted on. If the intentions were not pure, then you've got some really bad things in your karmic background. So you're to think about that when the time comes when the choice is between sacrificing something or by maintaining your precepts or sacrificing your precepts to gain something. Make sure you sacrifice the things. The precepts are really important. Your actions are really important because they are your true possession. They follow you around. Even when you die, they follow you. When you die, your material things don't follow you into the grave and out to your next rebirth. Our actions do follow you. As the Buddha said, if they're good actions, they're waiting for you on the other side to welcome you like a long-lost relative. If they're bad actions, they just pull you down. So the question is, what do you want? What do you really want to possess? And one of the few things we can possess is our actions, the goodness or the not goodness of our actions. So ask yourself, which kinds of things do you want to have when you open up your bags on the other side? What kind of things do you want to see inside there? And what do you want to have receiving you? Welcoming you to the other side. Which other side will they take you to? These are things you've got to think about all the time. And it's good to have good examples like Lung Lung's to remind us that true happiness comes from holding to our precepts, training the mind. Because those are the things that we really can possess.